East Sac County School Spotlight is with wrestling coach John Smith. Thanks for your time, John. Let's recap what's gone on so far. You got a couple of wins and a home meet a couple weeks ago, a big highlight for the team. Just kind of give us an overview, first of all, of how the year's gone so far.
Well, when you're always disappointed when you don't win them all, you know, but we were really tickled to have two home dual wins, like I said, about 2 weeks ago. We felt we'd let one slip away the week before, and we sat down with the kids and talked about bonus points and how, you know, sometimes that winning by major decision or pin is so much more valuable when you talk about team score in the team winning. And we saw where a meet had gotten away from us because we did not have enough bonus points. And so we spent some time talking about that, and the kids followed through and had some bonus points, and thus we were able to win a couple duels. So that was exciting. We have a real young squad this year, two juniors, two sophomores, and nine freshmen. And so it's been an eye-opener for the younger kids. You know, kind of have to throw them to the wolves right away. But we did take them to a JV meet down at Westwood this past Monday, and the kids did well there. They all did well. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, they might list me as head coach, but I consider myself more the director of operations. And there's we've got two great coaches, Sam Ellis and Chaps Wilkie, that work with those kids hard, and they really are responsible for those two dual wins, I feel, by preparing the kids and then moving the kids around to get them to get us in position for team wins. So that's what I need to say about that.
Well, those kids, and no seniors, you mentioned. Garrett Bruce did even well even last year. Let's hear a little bit about the guys.
Well, Garrett would I would say Garrett is our leader in the room. Garrett's a sophomore. You know, it's tough to put that on a 15, 16-year-old kid. But, boy, I tell you what, he's mature beyond his years. He's a gentleman in there. The other kids look up to him. He's patient and with his instruction with him. And you know, it's just really nice to see Garrett. You know, Garrett had a tough loss over at Mapleton a couple weeks ago, and we were really hoping he could avenge that loss at Cherokee last Saturday, but that one got canceled out, so he probably won't see him again until districts. But Garrett is one that will learn from any he will learn how to overcome those obstacles, and you know, we're expecting big things from Garrett this year. And like I said, he's pulling some of the others with him. And I think Garrett understands that, you know, those younger kids get better. That's only going to make him better, too.
And can you mention some of the other names quickly?
You bet. I would. A couple of the younger kids that we've got that have been working hard would be Nate Thompson. Nate's a freshman. He goes at about 120 pounds. He has Dawson Mack. He would wrestle 126 for us. Those are our two young kids that are we're expecting some stuff from. Also, like I said, Garrett he will wrestle 145, 138, and then that's probably where we'll stop with the kids right now. That are the rest of the kids are, you know, they're still struggling finding themselves. But those three kids that you know, we expect some top placements whenever we go to a tournament from those three.
January 5th, you'll be back in action. What is the upcoming schedule looking like, and does he roll into 2017?
Well, we head up to Okoboji on January 5th, and then we follow that weekend up with a tournament to Coon Rapids. And then on January 12th and 14th, we have meets in Lakeview. January 12th, we're going to kind of have that. We've got that right now. Four teams will be there for that one. And we're kind of going to have a Veterans Appreciation Night, too, for our local veterans, from all four communities. And then we're going to host the Twin Lakes Conference on the 14th. And so, you know, things are moving here because, you know, we haven't had those opportunities very often to host a meet. And so it's going to be a big undertaking for us.
Yeah, what an honor. All the best to Raiders Wrestling. East Sac Wrestling Coach John Smith. Thanks very much for the time, and happy holidays.
Ryan, thanks so much for you taking the time, first of all, and second of all, thanks for all that you guys do for local and area sports. It's appreciated for certainly here at East Sac.
It is our pleasure, and that is the East Sac County School Spotlight on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.